Today, we're talking about coffee. We hear a lot of conflicting findings about whether our favorite beverage is good or bad for our health. But recently, an especially rigorous study came out that may finally answer some of our percolating questions.
There's a good chance that right now you're sipping the very thing we're talking about, coffee. It is one of the most widely consumed beverages in the entire world.
It's true. Here in the U.S., the average person drank almost 89 gallons of coffee in 2016, more than soda, tea, and juice combined.
That's a lot of Java, or Joe, brew, or jitter juice, whatever you like to call it.
Indeed. Do you drink coffee, Josh?
Actually, I guess I'm one of the few people who doesn't. I used to guzzle it, though, about 4 to 5 cups a day. But I gave it up a few years ago.
Why? What happened?
Honestly, my stomach started getting upset. I figured I could do without so much acid, you know?
That totally makes sense. But personally, I'm not really functional until I've had my morning cup of coffee, and I don't know if I could give that up.
There are times when I catch the aroma from a coffee shop and it just smells so good. But listen, I'm still not sure that coffee was causing my problems. It feels like every day there's a new study telling us coffee is good for us or bad for us for a whole bunch of different reasons. With all these conflicting messages, it can really feel like whiplash.
Well, it turns out it's actually really hard to study how coffee or any other food or drink affects our health. Most nutrition studies are observational studies, which compare health outcomes in people who, say, happen to drink coffee to those who don't. But it's impossible to rule out other variables that could affect what you're trying to measure. Plus, you have to rely on people reporting what they consumed weeks or months after they drank it. And most of us can't even remember what we had for breakfast.
So what's the solution? Is there another way to study this?
Well, there is a way to be more objective. I talked to
Gregory Marcus, professor of medicine and cardiologist at University of California, San Francisco.
Marcus and his colleagues took a different approach than most other coffee studies. Instead of just studying people who drank coffee or didn't, he set up a randomized trial to study coffee's impact on your heartbeat. They were looking for abnormal heart rhythms called arrhythmias,